What's going on, K-State fam? Another edition of the Purple Project Podcast Daily is roll off and rolling here on this Thursday morning, May 20th, 2021. There's a lot of 20s in there, but that's it. Early in the morning, getting this thing started for a busy day for me and for you guys and for us. Big series kicking off, actually starting today, the last home game. Not the last home game, last home series, and the last final conference series with the TCU Horned Frogs. I'm talking about K-State baseball after dropping 2 of 3, the KU costly losses. The Cats are back home and looking to make a big statement of why they want to get to the postseason. Obviously, we're going to have the Big 12 Championships. That's next week. For K-State, but this is a big series for K-State. It's now even, I know it was bigger, now it's even going to be even big, thanks to them not laying an egg, double eggs, against the Jayhawks last week in there at the doubleheader, not doing nothing, only a total of 4 hits, including getting no hit by KU in game number two. Of that, so I mean, it's big series at home, and you have again. I have said this over and over again. K-State in the conference, I pretty much would probably bet they probably have one of the best home records in the conference. They're going to be hosting conference leading TCU to come in leading by a game over Texas in the stands right now. And how big this is if K-State were to take this series. I mean, they're going to have their hands full in this series, but it's going to help. We have Toyton Family Stadium now 100% capacity. Yes, you heard me right. 100% capacity for all 3 games beginning tonight, tomorrow night, and Saturday afternoon, this regular season finale for the Cats as they take on the Horned Frogs in a critical 3-game set there. And this one, obviously, Jordan Wicks leads the conference in strikeouts. Zach Oskaska up there in the top 5 in hitting in the conference. Chris Ceballos, whatever. I've been calling him Ceballos all year, so I'm going to roll with that. I'm sorry I butchered your name, but he's been rolling all year. Dylan Phillips coming off a 2-home run game against KU in the finale of that series as well. 100% capacity. Recently, it's been slowly been bumped up here, 20%. I believe last time that we've talked, it was 50 or 60%, and now let's just go ahead and bump it up. This is perfect timing. So the weather cooperates tonight. We should get some baseball in here, but it's going to be like this. I mean, there should be some sunshine on Saturday, a big day Saturday, actually. We'll talk about that on the weekend edition coming up with the half marathon I'm going to participate in, and obviously capped off with the K-State finale against TCU. This is a big series for them. I mean, they get swept. I mean, K-State's been a different team at home this year. I expect them to take, and this might be a big leap, but hey, I believe in this baseball team. They can come at home and take the series at least two. It'll be huge if they sweep them, but that's gonna be a tall order there. But they early on this season when they needed something to happen, Texas Tech, they took 2 of 3 from Tech early on this year. So why not? I mean, this thing, K-State needs all these games. I mean, if they're going to get an invite to postseason play later on next month, they're going to have to get these games. Obviously, Big 12 play comes first. That's going to be more on that next week for the Cats there, for the Phillips Big 12 tournament there down south. But K-State, they need it, and they need to back their pitcher. Jordan Wicks has been pitching wonderful all year. You got McCullough in there, Casey Ford. That pitching staff, they're going to have to get it done. I mean, that's pretty much plain and simple there. But TCU, they have a couple of good arms of their own as well. So this is going to be a tough series. But hey, when you have 100% capacity, obviously, the fans back in the stands now, obviously, that, I mean, they ruled, obviously, those fans, whether you still got to have a mask on for those not fully vaccinated, but those who have been vaccinated, K-State Nation, you can go in there with no mask, obviously. So, obviously, go as you will there with all that. But yeah, K-State is 7th in the conference right now, and they're not, even if with 2 wins, they will not be over 500 in the conference, but overall, they're still 9 games over 500 with that. So huge series. Instead of the usual weekend series that kicks off Friday, starts tonight, showdown, right here, Toyn Family Stadium, tonight, it's going to go down, and we're going to be recording the podcast, the weekly edition tonight as well. So I'm pretty sure when this game is over, we're going to have full reaction of that game one, at least anyways, for that. So stay tuned for that and other topics as well of note as well. So be out and look out for that coming out on Friday afternoon. Episode 52 is going to be dropping on Friday at Friday afternoon at some point. This will be dropped this morning as well. Wake up, folks. K-State Nation. Back Cats need you loud and proud this weekend. Obviously, I mentioned that here real quick. 6 o'clock tonight, Toyn Family Stadium, game one, game two, same time, same channel, 6 o'clock then, and then the finale, regular season finale and conference finale, 4 o'clock Saturday afternoon at Toyn Family Stadium. Capacity full, all caps, capacity, K-State, show up. Y'all know what to do, K-State fam, show up for your team as they will look to get a couple of wins here and possibly upset this team and get themselves in a spot there that they can play on more postseason baseball after the Big 12 tournament is over. So, but that still, we'll have to see how that all unfolds here as their conference record, K-State's only 8-13. They're going to look to improve on that starting tonight at Toyn Family Stadium. K-State TCU showdown at the Toyn tonight. And go check it out if you're free. Go check that out. Get your tickets. Go check that game out. And if you're free for that matter, for any of the games, go check that out. Support your team as they're going to be doing battle with the first place team in the Big 12 Conference. That's a wrap for another edition of the Purple Project Podcast Daily. Stay tuned for the weekly edition. Drops tomorrow, folks. Get ready for that. As well, Eddie Greer signing out. Go Cats. We'll talk to you on the next edition of Triple P.